This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Keeping things rolling here on a Cowboys Monday is a victory Monday as well, Kevin, and that's a good thing.
Hell
right,
yeah.
There. The top 25 for the AP, is it out yet, Kevin?
Yes.
And we will look through the top 25 in just a moment, as we're going to step away from pro football for just a minute and do a little college football roundup. Let's see, the Clemson's got to be there, right?
Yes.
Alabama, Georgia, LSU, Ohio State, Oklahoma.
Yes.
Am I right there?
Clemson, Alabama, Georgia, LSU, Ohio State, Oklahoma. Yep.
All right. Auburn, Wisconsin.
Yep. Wisconsin jumped from 13 to 8.
Florida.
Yep.
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame fell from 7 to 10, which is not too bad. They had a surprisingly, I thought it was surprisingly competitive showing against Georgia. I was one of the people who kind of thought that they would get run.
Okay. I'm going to say Texas, Penn State's in there, but I bet A&M, did A&M move up or did they move down, Kevin?
They moved down. I would argue they shouldn't be in the top 25 at all. The big
key, though, number 24 ranked, Kansas State.
You know what's really funny? In both the polls, A&M is one spot ahead of K-State. They're 23-24 in the AP and 21-22 in the coaches poll. It was a humbling week for certain teams in the top 25. Utah lost to USC, Notre Dame, they lost to Georgia. By the way, LSU has the highest scoring offense in the country, which is weird.
What universe do we live in?
Yeah, exactly. A&M.
There must be a tear in the portal.
Yeah. A&M lost to Auburn 28-20 in a game that most definitely wasn't that close. It wasn't. I mean, they scored like the last 10 points, but for the vast majority of the game, they were losing by 14 to 18 points. Michigan got absolutely hammered by
that game wasn't close.
Wisconsin.
At all.
Texas survives against Oklahoma State. What a game that was. So
yeah.
This was a huge win for Texas, who I think had lost at home to Oklahoma State like five times in a row. Is Oklahoma State had their hands on the onside kick.
They did.
After they were down 36-30, but they couldn't secure it, and they lost. And then there was the Pittsburgh Central Florida game. The first regular season game Central Florida has lost in more than 3 years. So what happened was Pittsburgh took a 21-0 lead, and then Central Florida rolled off 31 consecutive points to go back in front. And then Pittsburgh won 35-34.
What? How did that happen?
It was insane. But I shouldn't use that word. You know what? Strike that word.
Okay.
Because I'm going to save the actual use of the word insane for the UCLA-Washington State game, which I'm going to go back, I'm going to find it, and I'm going to watch all of that game because it sounds like the most incredible game that's ever existed. And you're thinking, well, probably not really. Oh, no?
Well, I mean, I did just see the Sunday Cowboys game, Kevin.
Yeah, okay. Anthony Gordon, the quarterback for Washington State, threw 7 touchdowns. Crazy, right?
Okay,
just
yes.
Kidding. He threw 9 touchdowns and had 470 yards passing.
What?
Just kidding again. He had 570 yards passing. 570 yards passing with 9 touchdowns. They lost.
What? No, you can't lose a game where you throw 9 touchdowns.
They scored 63 points. They lost. UCLA, they led by 32 points. They lost. UCLA, feverish comeback in the second half, particularly in the fourth quarter where they scored 29 points. They scored 50 points in the second half.
What?
And UCLA, whose quarterback threw for a pedestrian 5 touchdowns and 507 yards, led the 67-63 victory.
It does sound like to me that maybe one of the teams needs to teach themselves how to play defense.
There was almost 1,400 yards of offense in this game. Washington State also fumbled the ball 4 times.
Wow. Yeah, turnovers will kill you, man.
I didn't look up the other two. The 32-point comeback is the third biggest in the history of the FBS. So, yes, that is another top 25 team that got dropped is Washington State lost to UCLA.
Wow, man, that is crazy. What a game. Did you get to watch that game?
I saw bits and pieces of it, but now I want to watch the whole thing.
Just so you can be...
Absolutely.
Because the time, like the amount of points scored in that time means there wasn't time.
That
like there was nothing that
was been at least 4.5 hours.
You had to have held your breath the whole game.
Two more top 25 teams lost. Arizona State lost to Colorado 34-31. And TCU lost to SMU 41-38. SMU is now 4-0 for, I do believe, the first time since 1983.
And maybe wearing the slickest uniforms in all of college football right now. If you don't like those whites with the D on the helmet, is awesome.
I don't know if you phrased that absolutely correctly.
It's the city of Dallas D.
Nope, not that part. So, by the way, SMU...
He was worried about the D on the helmet.
Okay, SMU is number 28 in the AP poll and number 29 in the coaches poll.
Dude, is there a chance?
Think about this.
Is there a chance?
SMU is 4 spots behind USC.
That's amazing. And I mean...
That's weird, right?
Shane Buechele, right?
Yeah.
Like, he leaves Texas, gets his opportunity, perfect quarterback for this coach.
He was good.
It's a really good find, and they're rolling along right now. And it's really... I like it. I love seeing what they're doing right now, especially when we have a team like that right here in the heart of Dallas.
Now, I thought, Corey, I had your next quarterback at Oklahoma. Because people were digging up, the word was that De'Eriq King, the quarterback at Houston, was going to leave.
Right.
And so Lincoln Riley said at the beginning of the year, after that first game, there aren't 5 quarterbacks in the country better than King, and that might be too many. He's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, people started wildly speculating that De'Eriq King was going to go to Oklahoma.
And the speculation began because today it was announced that after playing 4 games, he's going to sit out the rest of the season in red shirt.
Exactly.
Ooh.
And he is still going to do that. But he's going to red shirt so he can go back to Houston in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
The fun thing about that is Dana Holgorsen said he was against the idea of seniors redshirting. But, like, he probably didn't know his own quarterback was going to do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, De'Eriq King is going to redshirt, going to sit out the rest of the year. He'll be eligible in 2020, and he will be back with Houston, or at least that's what he says.
Wink.
Yeah.
So, at the end of the year, when Jalen Hurts goes off to the NFL, he says, I am entering the transfer portal.
I mean... And at that point, he probably would have graduated and he wouldn't have to wait.
Yeah.
Fun fact there. This is a tough beat if you're a gambling person. Louisiana Tech was up on Florida International 36-31. The spread on the game, 7.
Mm.
So if you took Florida International plus 7, you're going to win. But there's only 51 seconds left. Florida International just scored. So what are they going to do?
Onside kick.
They're going to onside kick. They also got a penalty for, I believe, excessive celebration. So they do the onside kick off their own 20. It is recovered by somebody from Louisiana Tech at the 31. He takes it the subsequent 31 yards to the house.
What?
For the touchdown. That is 43-31. So if you had Florida International, you
what a bad beat.
Lose.
That is a terrible beat right there.
That's I'm gonna win. Don't win.
Nope.
Lost. Money. Guy.
So sorry about that. Now I want you guys to decide who's the bigger jerk. actually, who's the bigger jackass? Because that's the word that Mike Gundy used. So, you know, not that long ago, I think it was last week, maybe 2 weeks ago, T. Boone Pickens
passed away.
He passed away. So he has billions, billions of dollars, loved Oklahoma State. So somebody wrote like this, it was on whatsthefussnews.com. And so they were supposed to be a satire. And he said that he gave a bunch of money to Mike Gundy to get a haircut.
Oh, man.
A bunch is an odd number. I heard it was 30.
Okay, I didn't hear the exact number. But that's a lot of money for a haircut. I mean, I haven't gotten a haircut.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know if you're
time.
In the right demographic
not,
to
I've
make
not
these.
Encountered the inflation or anything like that.
Reggie, you recently, didn't you, don't you have like a subscription for your haircut? Like you're a member of a club?
No, I wish I was. It sounds pretty fantastic. I've heard that there are some barbers moving to a subscription model, and I think that that'd be fantastic because I'd be in the barber's chair every couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, ooh. There's hair clubs?
Hair club for men.
Yeah, you pay like, pay like $40 a month, and you can go get a haircut anytime.
It's too much.
Well, I mean, I'm paying like $25 every couple of weeks, so that checks out pretty quickly. Man.
Yeah, gosh. I pay $25 every
having hair
month.
Is expensive. All right, maybe it's not so bad.
Yeah, but the women seem to like it.
Oh, they don't mind it so much over on this side either, Reggie.
There you go.
So the guy asked Mike Gundy about the $30 for a haircut from T. Boone Pickens, and he responded, "Don't hurt the real journalism world. It's jackasses like you that cause problems, okay? They shouldn't even let you call in. Do you want to talk football? We'll talk football. If you want to be out there and talk idiotic social media, then you need to go do something with a college kid."
What? Like what? Hold on, what's that last part?
I think that was like an allusion to Ben and Skin, like be on one of their prank phone calls. That's what I felt like he was taking a shot at.
Oh, jeez, that was a weird thing to say.
So, okay.
I know what college kids do.
Sure.
They sex.
Okay, fair.
I was in college.
So that's like option one, okay? Option two is the University of South Carolina's newspaper. University of South Carolina lost 34-14 to Missouri. Now their quarterback is Ryan Helinski. So the headline of the newspaper says, "Helinski hope sinks." Doesn't seem too hurtful.
I saw that movie. It's Hope Floats, Kevin.
Well, it doesn't seem too hurtful until you go a little further. His brother, Tyler Helinski, was the quarterback at Washington State who committed suicide.
Oh, dear.
After he committed suicide, they created a foundation called Helinski's Hope. So the main headline is Helinski Hope Sinks.
Tasteless.
Oh, that's not good.
Somebody didn't know, right?
They had to have not known.
Yeah, I think because like journalism has gotten to a point where there's like hubs, so this was probably produced entirely away from that, like to begin with. So they probably were not even well aware.
So their apology says in part, "Helinski's Hope works to raise awareness about mental health issues, especially for student athletes. Although the connection between the headline and the foundation was unintentional, there is no excuse for such poor wording, and we have reached out to the family and university to express our regrets." The school has said that an apology was not enough. "We were appalled to see this morning's headline in the state newspaper that seemed cavalier about the seriousness of the mental health issue. It demonstrated a level of unprofessional and irresponsible journalism. We find it unacceptable, blah, 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 blah. We don't believe their apology is enough. We urge the state to be a leader in advocating and destigmatizing mental illness by making a very public effort to help fund and provide educational awareness to this very real problem."
I can understand all of that, but you're probably not going to get a whole lot of money out of a newspaper. They don't have any.
That's a really good point. But would we all agree that bigger jackass?
Them.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mike Gundy, you got to remember, we're just recently coming off the 12-year anniversary of I'm a man, I'm 40, yet he out here acting like a kid.
I was in Oklahoma when that happened.
Were you really?
Yeah, I was. It was anniversary weekend, actually.
Oh.
Avery was on the way, and we were staying at a hotel in Oklahoma. And that was going on. I was like, what is happening right now? And I loved it, every second of it.
If you want to catch a little bit of SMU excitement, I'm looking back through here. They're going to be favored in their next four games.
So the Mustangs?
SMU could theoretically be 8-0 going into a road game against Memphis.
Memphis is the Paris of the West.
Stop it. I just like the same thing, Vanderbilt people. I don't want to hear you say you're the Harvard of the South. Nobody except people from Vanderbilt say that. Same thing with lacrosse people. I don't want to hear you say you're the fastest growing sport in America. You're the only people that say any of these things. And just because you all tell me the same talking point doesn't mean I'm going to believe it. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the list. Siblings are the worst or the best. Next on The Fan.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Corey Majors, Kevin Hagelin, Colby Sapp, Reggie all hanging out in the studio this evening. And guess what?
We found out
recently that Kevin was a terrible brother. Growing up, he had his sister throw her gumball machine down to him from the
that
second
her
floor.
Choice.
And she did. And whenever she did that, you know what happened, Colby?
He didn't catch the
he
baby.
He took off running and was and Nelson Aguilar'd.
Mm-hmm. I do want to say for the record, though, if her baby fell, I would do anything in the world to make sure I caught it.
7 months, huh?
That's right.
I know that.
Baby Hudson.
Facebook.
Maybe I shouldn't have said that name on air.
Dude.
Oh my God. Hey, look, we tell you what's really happening in our life at the detriment of the people in our life. Sorry.
We also learned that Kevin once convinced his sister to give him a TV or something.
No. She tried to win my TV. I gave her the opportunity to win a TV by throwing her change at the cups. And if it didn't land in the cup, I got to keep the... She won several fabulous prizes.
Well, over the weekend, my dad came over and he was talking to Carter. And he said, hey, Carter goes, Peepaw, Dad put me on the roof. Because the other day, there was a boot that Carter threw up on the roof that had been there for years, and I just never got it down. And I said, hey, Carter, why don't you go get that for me? And so I put him on the roof. Well, Carter was scared to jump down into my hands, so I had to get the ladder for him. And he told my dad this story. And my dad said, that reminds me of a time that you did that to your sister. One time, we were playing basketball in the front yard, and we had a rim on the roof. It was attached to the roof. So if the ball went over the backboard, it would get stuck behind the backboard between, you know, where the roof is. And so one day, instead of using the broom to pop the ball out, I decided to put my kindergarten sister up on the roof. And I put her up there, but then she wouldn't get down. Mm-hmm. And then so I had her Barbie dolls out, and I was trying to convince her to jump to me with her Barbie dolls. And then I went and got my blanket out and said, hey, just jump into this blanket. And she wouldn't do it. And our neighbor had to come get a ladder and help her down. That being said, I always loved my sister, but I did put her on the roof a couple more times after that.
That's what you do. Like, you love your siblings and possibly put them in terrible physical danger.
And these siblings sure have some creative forms of torture in tonight's list.
The Chive.
Barstool Sports.
The Tulane Hullabaloo.
Oh, is that an A&M publication?
Can you say that?
Mm-hmm.
Tulane Hullabaloo.
Oh, Tulane. I just heard Hullabaloo.
What kind of balloon?
Oh, a hull of a good one.
Hullabaloo.
Is this like gold coins?
Yeah.
Not a doubloon. What are you talking
Made
about?
Made by the same guy who scored the winning goal for the Stars in the Stanley Cup.
Is this the Brett thing you Hullabaloo. Get if you're the best soccer player?
Yes.
That's the Ballon d'Or.
No, that's the Hullabaloo Dior.
Maybe it's Maybelline. All right.
What has happened? What?
That doesn't even like relate remotely.
And it comes from the Chive.
On extra time.
It is the Chive,
week, huh?
Kevin. One day, I promise, I will go look at Barstool Sports and see if they have a list.
Yes.
Right.
Don't do that.
Probably before people there commit a hate crime or something. It seems like a really unstable.
Number one on tonight's list: older siblings sure have creative forms of torture. My older brother once convinced me to sit in a laundry basket, and then my older sister came running in with a second basket that they put on top. Then they tied the two baskets together with socks and threw me down the stairs.
Oh, no.
So it's like your own personal hamster ball.
Yeah. But it sounds dangerous.
It does.
They tied it together with socks.
Dear,
those socks are going to come. They're going to shake loose.
Dear.
Number two. I had a Barbie dream house when I was little.
Mark that.
And my brother's G.I. Joes would regularly invade, loot, pillage, and behead their captives.
My God.
I would find Barbie heads all over the house.
God,
it is kind of frightening.
I really
want to
make a joke right now, but I will not.
Yeah, it's
probably in your
smart.
Best interest. Although we did sign a new one, so.
That's true.
Uh-huh. Did it say anything about Barbie heads in there?
My brother and I convinced our little sister that she had to eat the fortune cookies for it to come true. We kept it amazing. Up for 5 years before she
wow.
realized we were full of
S. That's awesome. I mean, the first one that came true, then you'd always think that that was going to happen,
if
right?
If nobody told you that there was a fortune inside the fortune cookie.
I think I'd find out.
Would you have bitten into the cookie and eating the paper on accident?
Oh, yeah.
I might have. Of course, the odd shape of the fortune cookie, I'm probably still, like, just breaking it up in my hands anyway.
Okay, I'll admit it. And nobody can see this right now, but I am shivering and cringing. Colby, you know the sound that you can't stand?
Uh-huh.
The sound of the paper being taken out of a fortune cookie makes me
cringe.
Oh,
really?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I can hear. Ah, I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Now I know what I need to get.
Oh, no.
Number five on tonight's list.
A barrage of fortune cookies.
My older brother would kill spiders and tape their dead carcasses to my bedroom wall.
Good Lord. Your older brother might have been a sociopath.
At least they're
dead. I think that one's psychopath.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
know if that's sociopath.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He would have been like, I didn't do it.
From the 817, shame on Kevin and Corey for playing the sibling card.
Yeah. What? I mean.
I don't know.
Because I have a sibling?
Number six, my brother tricked me into thinking I was eating beef jerky when it was really dog treats.
Have you ever eaten a dog treat?
I have not. I have seen Avery do it. And I've been like, what the hell are
Wait,
you doing?
Wait, so you watched him do this?
Yes.
And you didn't stop it?
I didn't think he'd be dumb enough to do it. But guess what? Never underestimate your children's stupidity.
Oh, man, no. Have you ever smelled those bacon strips?
Oh, my God.
You're like,
are you one of those dogs that's like, it's bacon?
Yeah, I mean, they don't taste anything like they smell. Let's go ahead and just break that down.
Mark that.
But at one point, I was just like, I was really drunk. I was just like, you know what? These smell good. Should try it.
This is the one part I don't like about not drinking, is because when I make poor decisions, it's just because it was a poor decision. At least Colby's like, I ate a dog treat when I was drunk.
One night, Adrian, there was like this scoop of sour cream in this cup, and Adrian gave it to Carter, and she told him it was ice cream.
Oh, dang.
And he hates sour cream.
Y'all are jerks.
And I was like, what the hell are you doing to him? He's never going to trust you. And yesterday, I saw Avery take a thing of cottage cheese, and I don't know, I can't remember what he told him it was, but then Carter ate a bite of cottage cheese, and I was like, because cottage cheese is the worst.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it's
no wonder that kid's such an alpha. You guys bring it out of him.
Number seven, my older brother convinced me to spell the F word backwards and yell the word out at the top of my lungs in a very fancy restaurant.
Oh, I did that to my son a few years ago, but it was just in the car. Is you know how they have that food pho And then we saw a restaurant, and I was like, man, what if you started like a restaurant and you called yourself the king? And he'd be like, oh, so you'd be like the... And he said it. I was like, oh my God, Brandon. And he got really upset. And I was like, I'm going to have to tell your mom about that. He was not pleased.
Number eight, my older brothers used to chase me around the house with super soakers filled with toilet water.
Ew.
That's actually not as bad as what...
Urine?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and the gif that's on top of this is Ariana Grande getting squirted with super soakers.
Oh, my. Do you think she's into water sports?
My older siblings didn't want to watch me while babysitting, so they tied me to a tree in our front yard.
What?
You can't just do that to somebody.
I mean, you can. You shouldn't. But yeah. You can.
My older brother had me stand at the end of the hall wearing a Taekwondo chest protector and a McDonald's Halloween bucket as a helmet.
I'm already in.
Then he used a hockey stick to shoot tennis balls at me, saying he was practicing his knuckle puck.
There are so many things happening in that story, and most all of them are amazing. Wow. It's knuckle puck time.
Once when I was little, my older sister wanted to play dog, in which I acted like a dog, and she acted like my owner. So she put our actual dog's collar, which happened to be an invisible fence collar, on me, walked me across the boundary line, and I can still remember the feeling of getting shocked.
Oh my God, that's funny, because you're so dumb.
When I was in elementary school, I was super into spy stuff. One day, a letter was mailed to my house from Texas that said I was being recruited as a junior agent into the CIA. After that, more envelopes came with information. One even had a laminated ID badge for me with my photo on it.
Wow!
Well, when the last letter came saying the first mission was to clean my sister's bike, I realized it was her the whole time.
Such a long con just to get your bike clean.
At what point you're like, oh, I mean, what do I do now? Well, now I get him to do something. The bike. My cousin, who's more like an older brother, used to shoot suction cup Nerf bullets at my face to try to get them to stick to my glasses.
Okay, that's not so bad. That's amusing.
Oh, no. Guys, my computer locked up on me.
Oh, my God.
There's another one. It looks really good, but I can't get to it. So that's it. Oh, hold on. Is it back?
Is it?
My older brother once duct taped my entire arm and then ripped it off. That's not that bad.
Oh, no.
Wait, the arm?
There's all the hair there.
My older brother came up with their own version of hide and seek called witch hunt. Basically, I would go hide and they would secretly leave not only the house, but the neighborhood. And I would be hiding for a long time before I realized that they left. Dang. My older sister used to charge me rent to live in our house.
Wow. I mean, that could have been appropriate, maybe.
And then this is the last one, I think.
Okay.
My older sister put Orajel on my toothbrush and told me it was toothpaste. I went crying and drooling to my mom. My mouth is totally numb. Oh, I like this one.
Oh, okay.
We always thought we were special when our older brother decided to treat us to his brotherly allowance. But it wasn't until years later that we realized he just wanted to hurl coins at us from the third floor.
Maybe. See? And that person couldn't have even won a prize. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, just got time for one more thing right here on The Fan.
Guys, it's been a fun night. We will be back at it tomorrow night after the Rangers game. Don't forget, this is the last week of Rangers baseball. Get out to Globe Life Park while you can. This is the last homestand ever at Globe Life Park. This Sunday, Kevin and I are going to be at Hero for the big game against the New Orleans team.
Cowboys against the Saints.
Ooh, I'm not sure if you should.
Oh, my God. Come on.
You dumped the last 2 hours
of
the show just in case. I don't know if he ever mentioned that before. So this Sunday night, get there early. That place was packed last time, and it was awesome with all the Tolos. We have some awesome stuff to give away.
I don't know why you would really want to be there. Last time we just gave away Roy Williams' personal front row Cowboys tickets.
No biggie.
That was a thing that actually happened, I swear to you.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet, and there were plenty of beautiful people there.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, man. That's very nice of you to say.
Reggie was there. Reggie was there taking in all the sights and sounds just like I was. But right now it's time for this. So the Ravens, their quarterback last year was not really, they didn't know exactly what they had in him. And then with the experience, they said, we got to learn some things. So what did they do with their offense last year? They made it a little different. They said, you know, this isn't your prototypical offense. It's not your prototypical quarterback. So they said they're going to make it a little different. Well, this offense is a little different too, but they are still thinking outside of the box. John Harbaugh.
I know math.
Said they were constantly going for it on fourth down and opting to go for 2 points when the team was down by 11 points. And Harbaugh went and said, there's a lot of analytics and math put into it, and there are a lot of factors into the way they mathematically calculated everything out. And they invested in a couple of guys that are risk averse.
Yeah.
You know, they help with risk. And basically they found that a team's win probability when making safe choices goes down. When you're making safe choices, your win probability dips. So the Ravens are like, look, if we're going to try and keep up with the best offense in the league, we're going to have to make some different choices. It didn't work out for them, but it was close. They were close in this, and you're going to probably start seeing this a lot more where the Ravens are pushing that because they're deep into their analytics right now, and they're using them in their favor. And I want to say, guys, if y'all look at the Cowboys, they're using analytics in their favor right now too. The way that they're mapping out their strategy for their games, they're using their analytics in a brilliant way, and it's really good. And I think we talked about that last week. One of the guys was the Big Data Bowl.
Yeah.
He was talking about routes that and route combinations that get receivers open. And look what's happening right now. The Cowboys analytics is really starting to pay off. So just keep an eye on some of the new gambles that you're going to see some teams take based on math.
Can I add to that real quick?
Sure.
The 2-point conversion that they were going for, if they would have made it, they would have had a 13% chance total to win the game. If they would have made the extra point, they would have had a 7% chance to catch up to the Chiefs.
Huh.
They would have missed the extra point, they would have had a 6% chance. So making or missing the extra point, when the numbers pan out, it was just more percentage of winning the game if you're going for the 2-point conversion.
Fascinating. Guys, one more thing. Daniel Cormier confirmed today he will fight one more time. It's going to be his trilogy fight against Stipe Miocic for the UFC Heavyweight Championship. He defeated Stipe the first go-around to hold both the heavyweight and light heavyweight championship at the same time. In the rematch, he looked like he was on his way to a decision win, then he got TKO'd in the fourth round. So he said he's going to fight Stipe again, one more fight, one last fight. He said no one else matters, which was clearly a direct reference to John Jones.
Yes. Guys, one more thing. Let's go to Louisiana, where a Florida woman and a Florida man made a little bit of a scene. So they were at the Tiger truck stop in Louisiana, and there at the Tiger truck stop, there's also Casper the Camel. Casper the Camel was just kind of chilling in his fenced off area.
Sure.
And the Florida woman and Florida man also had a Florida dog. And the man was out just throwing dog treats to the dog, and a couple of them landed underneath where the camel was at.
Okay.
So the dog goes in where the camel's at, and the camel and the dog start interacting. Well, Florida folks flip out. They're like, we got to get our dog. The camel's going to eat our dog or something. So they get into the fenced off area to try and get the dog. Well, the camel, actually a docile creature for the most part, not like what you saw in Conan the Barbarian where he had to keep punching that camel. Camel didn't really, you know, have anything to do with the dog or anything, but decided it needed to sit down. It sat down right on Florida woman. trapping her inside the little caged off area.
Oh no.
Florida man was able to get Florida dog out of the fenced off area, but there was no way to move this said camel because it's sitting on Florida woman. Florida woman bites the testicles of the tiger truck stop camel to escape. So
excellent.
The camel then gets up. It's not real happy about what happened to his testicles. The woman does escape. Police were called. The only thing they got the Florida man and Florida woman for was they didn't have their dog on a leash. And also maybe not the gas station didn't have to do anything, by the way, because they had the area fenced off. Not supposed to get in there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe Casper the camel would like a word with the woman about, you know, his balls.
Kevin.
Uh-huh.
Is that the weirdest story you've heard?
That's pretty high up there.
I mean, come on.
It's got it. Yeah, that's often, pretty high up there.
How often do you ever hear a story about a camel? Now, did you say this was Fuel City? They had a zebra back there and
no,
a camel?
This was the Tiger truck stop.
Okay. From the 214, this is why they don't have zebras at Fuel City anymore.
Man, I'm saying.
Guys, one more thing. I talked about this earlier, but I just have to bring it back. Over 65,000 likes and 11,000 retweets. The Athletic Kansas City said, in case you missed it, Pat Mahomes has thrown 36% of Troy Aikman's career touchdowns in about 8% of the games. And then Troy Aikman replied, in case you missed it, talk to me when he has 33% of my Super Bowl titles.
Woo!
Bam!
Shots fired.
And that's why he's the strong arm of the law.
Guys.
Is tremendous.
What?
One more thing.
I'm glad you transitioned because I was about to transition from shots fired into a sad story. So.
Oh, I think I'm about to get to that same sad
story. Oh,
no! Yeah, former Texas Tech basketball standout, yep. Carter High standout, Andre Emmett, unfortunately passed away earlier today, or actually I think it was last night. Emmett, 37, was sitting in his vehicle outside his home at about 2:30 a.m. when he was approached by two people, displayed a handgun, and altercation ensued, and then ultimately Emmett was shot. Emmett played in the NBA, played for the Nets and the Grizzlies, and most recently, and maybe most notably, for the Big Three. Real big-time hooper, anybody that met him said he played really great ball and probably a better person. But yeah, just wanted to send a shout-out to the Emmett family and really, you know, rest in peace to a Dallas hooper.
Yeah, very sad indeed. Guys, one more thing. I told you about a bad college beat earlier. This might be a bad beat as well on the pro level. We told you when teams have that plus 21, they're favored by more than 21 in the spread, that the spread has not been kind to them. Well, it looked like the Patriots were also going to cover the spread. The Cowboys cover the spread against the Dolphins. Looked like the Patriots are going to cover the spread against the Jets. They were up 30-7. No spread was higher than 22.5. So if you took the Patriots, you're going to win. So Jarrett Stidham came in and he threw a pick six. So the Jets get on the board. If you had the Jets and the points, you win the game. So,
guys, one more thing. Let's go to Bakersfield, California, where 29-year-old Darren Fritz is, she's on her way to jail. Seems that she had broken into somebody's house and stolen some $6,000 in quarters.
All right.
This God.
Was it a laundromat?
It's 24,000 quarters.
Nope, this was a house.
Did they run a laundromat? Quarters.
Maybe. Or a car wash.
Or did they just like bean people with like socks full of nickels?
These are quarters.
Oh, my bad. Quarters.
Seems they like had 6,000. So she also had some meth on her. She put the $6,000 in quarters into a baby stroller. Oh. And cops noticed that she was struggling trying to get this baby stroller up onto a curb because it had $6,000 worth of quarters in it.
That makes sense.
So when they walked up, they realized the quarters. They also found that she, underneath the baby stroller, there was means to break into things, some burglary tools, as it were. So, She's going to jail for $6,000 worth of quarters in a baby stroller. That's just weird. Wow. Maybe it was time to change the baby.
I hate this show. Like, I seriously hate this show.
I just saw a picture of a guy that had like a 60-foot sausage.
Oh, it's way bigger than anyone I've ever seen.
Have you ever seen a sausage that big?
No, probably like 10 or 11's the most. Guys, one more thing.
Feet?
No, inches. The Miami Heat are interested in Chris Paul, and word is they're still going to make a run at him, and they are probably going to pick that up before the season starts. So the thought was that they couldn't make it work, and the Oklahoma City Thunder were like, no, I guess we can just keep him if we got her or whatever. But looks like they're going to make another run at it and see if they can pick him up for the Heat.
Perfect place for
malcontent.
Yeah.
Although he will actually be in the best shape of his life because that's what they love doing in Miami, running you.
By the way, one more thing, one small thing, just to let everybody know that yesterday, India's first farting contest has started. So they're judging on loudness of fart and the musical ability of your fart and also the smell of your fart. And
who's smelling that? I've been like, you know what? I want to be the smell judge for the fart contest.
What is wrong with you? Why? Why?
So, well, I don't know. It's probably just the WTF judges.
Okay.
Or the what the fart judges. Because that's what it's called.
That's it, man. How? You know?
I don't know how
also
this
the
show
length,
remains
length,
on the
length
air.
Of the
length of.
Yeah.
All right. You heard it here first, everyone. Length and smell are what really matter. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Come on back with us tomorrow. Though, to be fair, if you didn't, I would totally understand why.
Because the quarters are changed, Kevin.
We'll be on, and it was a baby. Yes, I understand. We'll be on after Rangers baseball. So probably get going about 10:30, God willing, right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Dude, that's my quarterback, Kevin.
That's quarterback.
Whiskey top.
He's just using both hands, just spreading the peanut butter all over the place.